Blog Talk Radio. Gave us this day to eat, for the nourishment of the body, the clean water that we had to drink, Father God, we thank you for this. Father God, we ask that you would take care of the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved family tonight. Keep them in the hollow of your hand, Father God. Give them what they stand in the need of. And we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on the Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And then, Lord God, when we come down to the river of Jordan, we ask that you would shape your word as a vessel. Bury our souls on the cross in the Beulah land, that we might live and reign with you henceforth and forevermore. And everybody say, amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Like I said, we have no one in the lobby. We don't have to worry about it. Keeping an eye on the lobby tonight, but I just want to say on the spotlight tonight, I'm going to redo one because I want to, what I'm going to talk to y'all about tonight, like I said, it's not going to be your traditional study like I y'all being accustomed to for me, but it's just something that I wanted to sit down and do some fireside or campfire talk with y'all. It's just, I mean, I want you to open up your mind. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Every one of you that have been born again, I'm talking to you. And those that have not been born again, I'm definitely talking to you. Definitely talking to you. And like I said, everybody's on different levels. So we're not going to be, you know, ain't nobody here to judge nobody. And I want y'all to remember that. Y'all tell a many man saying, I don't judge nobody because I'm going to leave that to God. That's for y'all. That's above my pay grade, is to try to judge anybody. God going to do that. So right here, I would just say that I want to spotlight another quartet, one that I have already spotlighted before, and it's the Slim and the Supreme Angel, Howard Hunt. His name, he was a reverend. He was a preacher man. And Reverend Hunt had gone on to from labor to reward. But nevertheless, he had a very good gospel quartet group called, the name of the group was Slim and the Supreme Angels. And back in the day, years back in the 70s, I mean, over 40-some-odd years ago, I can remember the song that I'm going to spotlight tonight because that's what I'm going to sit around this campfire and talk about. They had the song say, Where Shall I Be? That was the title of the song. Where shall I be? In other words, and I'm gonna deal with that topic of that song as well. And I'm gonna try to get y'all to see something, and I want y'all to keep your eyes, your understanding open. Good evening, Sister Jackie. We thank God for you. God, glad to have you on board. Those of you that I'm gonna let my technology work for me tonight. I'm going to let the technology work for me tonight. I'm going to let it read a few scriptures to you, a few scriptures, but I'm going to be sitting on the campfire tonight now. I want y'all to just hear this here portion of scripture before I make my campfire and set y'all down. And we're going to see can we get some understanding, and hopefully we can get somebody can get a good, clear understanding and not be confused anymore about worrying about this or thing or that thing. We're going to try to do that tonight. If the Lord says so, y'all bear with me right here. And remember now, I said I wanted to make certain that I come back and touch on the night gospel quartet song for Slim and Supreme Angels. It's called Where Shall I Be? Y'all put a pin in that because I'm going to talk a little bit about that on tonight around the campfire. Where shall I be? I'll finish it up in a few seconds. So right here, I'm going to let the technology work for us. I'm going to let it read a few scriptures. Y'all stand by. Matthew 24, starting the very first verse. We're going to let the technology do it for us. Okay, stand by.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Mm-hmm. and that he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive men. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Amen. I want to stop it right there. May God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. I want to hear. Y'all know, y'all are very familiar with this passage of scripture. Anybody that's a Bible scholar, if you've been a Bible scholar for more than a year, you should know something about Matthew 24. That is the great Olivet discourse where Jesus was telling his disciples of the end time, telling his disciples of the because they asked him, yes, Jack, in Matthew 24, I will behoove y'all to read that chapter and the 25th chapter. Read both of them and study it, and let it come, let the Holy Spirit reveal some things to your mind. Because I'm going to open up a can of worms tonight that a lot of people don't want to hear. A lot of people are not going to accept. They don't accept it because they've been so deceived and blinded by Satan until they can't see it. But remember I told y'all, many man judges no one because everybody's on different levels. Everybody's not on the same level. But I must speak what I read and study and what the Holy Spirit let me tell me to do. I'm up on the commandment, and I have to do that. I can't do it no other way. I wish I could tell you what you want to hear. But no. I got to tell you what thus said the Lord. Now, y'all just heard that scripture. I stopped it at the sixth verse because of the fact after the disciples asked Jesus what was the end and time would be, he told them about the wars and all the troubles and stuff. Jesus told them that. But then he said this, and then I stopped it. The end is not yet. Do you hear me? Not many men. Jesus said, the end is not yet. That's what Job. He's not, you're going to see all this stuff happen. Yes, you're going to see it. But the end is not yet. That's what Jesus' word. Now, if you can't depend on Jesus' word, whose word can you depend on? All right. What did he tell those disciples? He told them when they were looking at the temple, you know, they were just admiring that building. Just like we do, we got certain things we just admire. We just, oh, Lord, we go lose our mind over certain things of this world. In the world and stuff, we just lose our mind over it. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you something. There's not one rock or one brick or one stone in this temple that is not going to be overthrown. It's going to be turned. Jesus told them right there that that temple was going to be destroyed. And y'all, sure enough, just as Jesus told them in 70 A.D., which would have been about maybe 40 years, because Jesus went back home. Jesus was crucified at around the age of 33. And it was 70 A.D. when this happened, when the temple was destroyed. So that was something like maybe some 40 years had passed before that temple was destroyed, just like Jesus said. Now, if that happened like Jesus said, all the other stuff going to happen just like he said as well. He said the end, though, is not yet. He was letting them know the end is not yet. Now, y'all, let's go back. Let me go back now. I don't build the campfire. The campfire burning. Please, y'all, put your thinking caps on and listen at what I got to say. Slim Supreme Angel's song, Where Shall I Be? This was the lyric. And I remember it very, very well. The lyric to that song was this. Where shall I be when the first trumpet sounds? Listen at that, y'all. Listen at that now. That was the lyric. Where shall I be when that first trumpet sounds? That's what he said. Well, y'all, look here. The scripture never said anything about a first trumpet. The scripture said when the last trumpet. Did y'all hear what I say? The scripture said when the last trumpet shall sound. At the last trumpet. This is what the Apostle Paul said. The dead, when Christ would rise at the last trumpet. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Okay, y'all just put a pin in that. Now, I got to tell you something because it keeps coming up. I've been teaching this over 40 years, and it's yet coming up the same thing because the devil wants us to believe a lie, just like a lot of people want you to believe a lie in this day and time. It's a lie going on, y'all. That's all it is, a lie, and people are buying into it. But we're not going there, but it is a lie. Believe that. This thing about the rapture, oh, my God. Y'all, everybody's not on the same level, and I know it. That's not come. I'm not following the people to a degree. I'm not following the newborn Christians that just got on their wagon. I'm not following them. But for those of us that have been on this thing a long time and the Holy Spirit done work with us, we ought to know better. Do you hear what I say? I know some of them don't. I know it. I know some of them don't. I can hear y'all. I'm in your mind right now. I can hear what you're saying, and you are correct to a degree. These people are hung up on this concept about the rapture, especially since that movie, Left Behind. Y'all just bear with me now. Just bear with me. Ever since this movie, Left Behind, yeah, Where Shall I Be by Slim and the Supreme Angels. Yeah, you check it out. Ever since this movie about Left Behind, people of the church have been really blown away about the idea of Jesus rapturing the church. Oh, my Jesus. Y'all, let me tell you something about that. The Apostle Paul mentioned in the book of Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, they had been told that the resurrection had already passed. That's why it was a second letter to the Thessalonians. The Thessalonians, that was a second letter because somebody had deceived them. And Paul said somebody else showed some discord to y'all and told y'all a lie because this didn't come from us. But I'm telling you that this day shall not come except there'll be a falling away first. And he said when the last trumpet, we should all be gathered together with the Lord. Now, it ain't said nothing about the rapture. I know a lot of people say, yeah, it didn't say nothing about it, but it still means the same thing. I won't be so quick to say it means the same thing because the thing and everything that Jesus said, he was playing with it. He told the disciples whatever they asked him, he told them plainly what it was. After when they couldn't understand the heavenly concept, he went on and told them plainly what he meant. The Apostle Paul was in the third heaven, y'all. Paul saw things that a lot of us are never going to see till we go there our own self. But nevertheless, Paul didn't say no first trumpet. He said the last trumpet. And if you read in the book of Revelation, we know that at that last trumpet, he said the dead, that was going to be a resurrection, which is going to be the resurrection of the righteous dead. Amen. And then those of us who are alive and remain at that blowing of that trumpet will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. But we meet him. That means the Lord got to be coming this way, right? Because we're going to meet him. That's the second coming, y'all. And I remember my buddy JT. Me and JT would laugh at these people so bad about JT said, they got Jesus just coming too many times. He said the second coming. We talk about Jesus going to come to the cloud, but he's going to sneak the church out. Jesus ain't got to sneak nobody out of here. What in the world these people get this concept from? This movement. They got it from this movement. And they are preaching it and teaching it as truth instead of going to the Bible. The Apostle Paul never said anything about Jesus going to sneak in here. Neither did Jesus say anything about sneaking in. And if y'all go and listen to that song about Slim's Supreme Angels, about Where Shall I Be, It said when the first trumpet sounds, but it ain't the first trumpet. The Bible says the last trumpet shall sound. And then that's when it's going to be the resurrection of the righteous dead. That's the only resurrection, y'all. This stuff in this movie about Jesus sneaking in and getting the church and sneaking back out again, he got to come. That's three or four coming. I'm like, JT, y'all just got the Lord coming back too many times. We need to forget about this, the rapture and the Leorite. See, we call ourselves trying to time this thing so we can think that we can shake and shimmy and do everything we want to do. And at the last moment, we think we're going to jump and get right. But no, you ain't. You're not going to do that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I know what Jesus said. In the same book that I got y'all reading in, and in the next book, you're going to read it for yourself. Jesus said, this is the way. He said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be when the Son of Man himself get ready to come back to this world to redeem it. When I get ready to come back on my second coming, the way that it was in the days of Noah, that's just the way it's going to be then. All right, y'all, go back to the book of Genesis and read it. What happened in the days of Noah? God was going to judge the world. He told Noah to build an ark. Noah did it. He's because it's going to rain. They had never seen no rain before. It had never rained before. They didn't even know what rain looked like. But nevertheless, Noah, by faith, built that ark anyway because God told him to do it. Look what he did. Noah's three sons, and their wives, and his wife. Eight people. Did y'all hear what I say? Eight people went inside that ark. And God shut them in. And everybody that was on the outside of that ark, everybody, everything that had the breath of life in their nostrils died. Wait a minute. Y'all hear that? After the rain came and Noah and them was shut up in Satan, everybody that was on the outside, judgment fell on all of them at the same time. They died, didn't they? Well, how come Jesus said that's the way it's going to be when he come back? Unless he meant it. He said, just as it was in that day of Noah, so shall it be when I come back. Those that who are right are inside of me are in the ark of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ, will be saved and saved. Those who are not will be destroyed. But why y'all can't see that and y'all keep talking out of rapture? Huh? Why you can't see that? Jesus plainly told you. Those that are in me, I'm the ark. If you're in me, you're going to be saved. Those that are not in me will be destroyed. That is the whole picture. When he said, just as it was in the days of Noah. Y'all ain't got enough yet? You ain't got enough yet? Let me give you another one. See, I studied my Bible. Let me give you another one. Just as it was in the days of Lot. Y'all know who Lot was? Some of you, I'm sad to say, don't. Some of you don't even know who Lot was, but I'm going to tell you today. Lot was Abraham's nephew. He was the one that decided he would go down to the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be. Well, what happened? When the angels came down and visited, they visited Abraham and told Abraham that Sarah was going to have a baby. Then they looked toward Sodom. And then the Lord said, y'all got to read it for yourself. It's there. The Lord said, shall I hide or keep from my servant Abraham what I'm about to do? Do y'all hear that? Shall I hide or keep back from my servant Abraham what I'm about to do? See, God came down and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, he did. But he still let Abraham knew what he came down to do. Then Abraham started bargaining with God. Started with 50. Let me find 50. Let me find 40. Let me find 30. Let me find 10. Let me find 20. He started bargaining with God each time. Did you notice that when everything that Abraham asked God, what he spared a city for, God said, for 10 sake, I will spare the city. Abraham, if you find 10 righteous people, I'll spare the city. Now we got people that say that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He destroyed Sodom because he couldn't find 10 righteous folk. That's the reason why he destroyed Sodom. Now read the book for yourself. Now, Jesus said, just as it was in that day, so shall it be when I get ready to come back. Now, look what happened to Sodom. Abraham pleaded for Sodom because of his nephew Lot. But Sodom still remained in their sin. They even tried to get the angels of God down there. They wanted to come in to them men, although angels, and then they blind them, and y'all got to read the book for yourself. Read the story. Look what happened. Before God could pass the judgment on Sodom, he did get Lot in his, in the, most of his family. He got Lot and the one and his daughters out of there to Lot's wife. But she looked back and she perished because she looked back. That's the way a lot of us here, we love the world. See, Lot's wife loved the pleasure that she got there in Sodom even more so than her own life, because she had been warned they were to flee to the mountains and don't look back. But she did, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Look what happened. After Lot and his daughters, they was in safety. That's when the judgment fell on Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened? Did some of them sneak away? Did he? No. They were all destroyed, every one of them. All destroyed. Where's y'all second chance that the people that love left behind moved? You know, y'all looking at that movement, you sow the seed. I don't see no second chance there. Every one of them perished. Everyone perished in the day of Noah. When judgment fell, everyone perished. Wherever you were, that's where you stayed. That's what it tells us in the book of Revelation. Just letting him that is unjust be unjust still. Y'all better start studying your Bible. Because wherever you are when he comes, that's where you're going to remain. That's where you're going to stay. My brothers and sisters, that is a nutshell. But like I said, we all ain't on the same level. But let the Holy Spirit teach you something. Please, stop worrying and thinking about it. You're going to escape. You're going to get, and everybody going to get a second chance. No, that is not biblical. I don't see that nowhere in the Bible. But I do see where Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when I come back. In the days of Noah, everybody was in the ark, survived. Everybody was outside the ark, died. Everybody that was still left in Sodom and Gomorrah when the fire fell, all of them died. So I'm going to believe what Jesus said. Now, y'all can believe what you want. Y'all can believe what you want. So now I have given it to you just like an ISE. I can't do nothing else and no more. And I dare not to add anything up to it, because it tells us in the book of Revelation, he that added anything to the prophets of this book, or the plagues in this book, will be added to them. And whoever taken away anything out of this book, their part will be taken out from the Lamb book and the book of life. So you know, don't stop worrying about these movements and trying to worry about sneaking out of here. Just live for Christ, stand upright, and you'll be okay. When the time comes for the refreshing of all things, however it's going to be, you will be all right. Stop trying to worry about a rapture and all of this. Just live for Christ and stop believing every lie come by. That's what we got to do. And study the word for Isaiah. That's what I tell y'all. Study to show yourself. That's what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed to not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. See, it's the word of truth, but you got to rightly divide. Everybody's not rightly divided. They just tell the people what they want to hear. For filth and lucre's sake, for money's sake, they'll tell you anything you want to hear. That's the way this world is right now, y'all. So I'm going to end this thing in a proper way, y'all. Thank you for coming to Jagger Brother Have a Man. I hope y'all still on it. Hope y'all got something out of this lesson, but I'm going to end it. Formula tonight, we're going to say, now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus Sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these our people henceforth, now and forevermore. Everybody say amen. We're going to say amen. We're going to say thank you, Sister Jaggers, Brother Hammerman. Thank y'all for coming in as usual. We are your lawyers, and we thank God for your being as well as it is. And thank you, Sister Jaggers, for giving me that email. You were dead on point, Sister. I answered your email back about you, what you wrote about Prince, about concerning myself. You were absolutely right, and I thank you for it. So with that being said, it's Miniman standing until the next week on the next Bible study, whatever, get whatever you get into. If God is not in it, come on out of it, because it's going to come to nothing. Till the next time, y'all. Good evening, good night, and God bless you. Yeah.